Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Fire Emblem podcast. I am Blazer, and with me, as usual, I have Shoot.
Hi, how's it going? It's good to be here.
Oh, yeah, dude. So lots of Fire Emblem news recently. Fire Emblem Direct, that threw some people for a loop. Let's get right into it. All right. So I think first, let's talk about that mobile spinoff, just because that's kind of the first Fire Emblem game that we actually heard of. Now we have a name for it, Fire Emblem Heroes, we know all about it, whatever. If you want to know all the deets, just, like, watch the video, whatever. We won't go over that. But, what do you think, Shu? What are your first impressions?
I'm not really a mobile gamer, but I could see myself getting into this particular game if it kind of appeals to the old-timey Fire Emblem fan in me.
Mm-hmm.
And it is almost like a Fire Emblem All-Stars, kind of like a greatest hits type game where you get to play around with a lot of the old characters and stuff throughout the franchise. And I mean, it looks like it could be that, but the skeptic in me that does not like mobile gaming that much, by mobile gaming I mean phone gaming, I'm not really that. I'm cautiously optimistic, but even saying that might be a little bit too much.
Right. I kind of get it. I'm a little bit similar. Like, phone games are fun, but they've always been kind of a casual fun. They're not like a, man, I'm hyped for this. Like, it looks like a super immersive game, right? They're not meant to be that way. They're meant to be like, you take out your phone, you play for like a few minutes or whatever. You know, it's like a time killer, right? And I think it does a good job of that. It's got good appeal. Like, I'm glad they are, you know, bringing characters from all over the series. I guess not so much the older games, but I mean, we saw plenty of at least like FE6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then of course 11 and 13 and 14. So, I mean, there's a good variety there. I think the new art looks cool. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I would agree. I would think that, I think this game, this is my prediction, this game is going to fall into an interesting spot in that as far as games on like the App Store goes, it's probably going to be decent, if not pretty good, but mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to offer that much to the typical Fire Emblem fan. Mm-hmm. So that is at least that's my concern. Obviously, I'm a firm believer that in that you should play something before you really form a concise opinion on something.
Right.
So I will be downloading this game and I will be playing it. Might even be doing another episode on it when it actually comes out. Who knows? Don't hold your breath.
Fair enough.
But yeah, no, I'll definitely be giving it a shot at the very least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here. Gonna try and avoid spending money on it. Those microtransactions seem a little bit expensive, and by a little bit, I might mean more than a little bit. But you know, with those kind of games, and it's kind of what I predicted a long time ago, it looks similar to a gacha game, where basically they gacha hand on your wallet, as the joke goes. Now, it's a type of game where you, like, you buy, you know, orbs or diamonds or crystals or whatever. It's always some kind of, like, abstract form of money, and then you buy characters or weapons or whatever. And so, like, basically the deal is, you know, if you want your favorite characters, you're going to have to keep going through this lottery process of trying to roll them, right? And they kind of show that in the video. So, like, it's going to be tough, you know, if I find a character, like, I really want, and they're going to have special promotional events, you know, like, get the Black Knight, you know, you only have to roll, you know, $50 worth of coins, and you have a pretty good chance of getting it, you know, it's like that.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully they won't get me too hard.
No, yeah, I hope that's not the case. Oh, man. Poor we'll see, Yuri Lowenthal just wanted one coup.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, he's pretty lucky he got him the second try. Like, I'll be pretty happy if I get who I want the second try, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we'll possibly do another podcast on that. For now, let us know if you plan to play it, what your thoughts are on that. It seems pretty solid. I expect kind of a pretty casual story. It definitely seems like the generic crossover dimensional, you know, whole whatever story. So I'm not expecting too much from that. But, you know, as a decent
crossover story ever.
Yeah, exactly. But as a decent time killer for FE fans, I think it'll do its job. And honestly, it'll probably make more money than Super Mario Run, just because there's gonna be that small base of fans that, you know, wants every character and spends a ton of money.
I could see it.
You know, compared to games where there's a flat fee, you know, microtransactions are actually pretty good at that, and I think that's why they can afford to do it, and why they also want them to do it, right? Like, why Fire Emblem first and not, like, some other, like, more major series, right? Well, I think they expect some people to put a lot of money into it, but hopefully I'm not one of those people, because I like my money where it is.
Right.
All right, so what about Fire Emblem for Switch? We're not going to really talk about that, because we don't really have any information, and it's not coming out for at least another year. Probably going to come out like late 2018, you know, possibly longer. So we're going to leave that for another time. Fair shoe?
Yeah. No, I mean, anything that we mention now about it would probably just be pure speculation, which I realize that's kind of what these podcasts are for, but we have literally nothing to go on.
Right, exactly. And like, we've talked a little bit about like the Fire Emblem on the Switch, and of course we're happy that it's happening, because I think we also talked about, like, why they haven't done it in such a long time. So, like, okay, it's great, you know, first time since 2007, they even made a big point about, like, saying that in the direct. But, like, there's nothing we can actually say, and there's so many different possibilities of what they could do with it. I feel like, you know, we could easily just talk about them for 4 hours and not actually add a ton of insight that, you know, anyone else couldn't. So, what about that other Switch game, though? We know a little about that one.
Fire Emblem Warriors.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yes. For those of you who do not know, I'm a longtime Dynasty and Samurai Warriors fan. I've got a couple PS2 games lined up on my shelf, and those games are among them. Those are the ones I put in the Hall of Fame, so to speak. For reasons that are purely based on nostalgia, considering the fact that I'll admit those games are like not that deep. To be honest, I mean, they're just pure hack and slash games. And I think at this point, most people have played at least one Warriors game at some point in their life, whether it be Dynasty or Samurai Warriors, or
some weird spinoff or One Piece, or Hyrule Warriors, whatever.
One Piece or Gundam or Zelda Warriors, but it's I will say that when I first saw that, I was a little stoked. I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm a fan of Dynasty Warriors.
Only
but
a little?
Yeah, well, okay, but here's the thing. I didn't think that Gundam, One Piece, or Legend of Zelda were really good fits for a Dynasty Warriors hack-and-slash type game.
Sure, sure.
But Fire Emblem, I think, actually could, like, I mean...
Potentially.
Style. Like, right. Potentially, right? Koei Tecmo is a notoriously lazy company. Anybody who's been keeping up with the features and their releases can tell you that. It's,
Summary of the Warrior series. Hold on for a second. Summary of the Warrior series is basically the same game with the same story, and just kind of keep, like, cumulatively adding to the cast new characters and that kind of thing, you know? So, like you were talking about this earlier the other day, you know, the cast is just, like, so big now for, like, Dynasty Warriors, because they just kept adding more and more characters and whatever, and, like, reusing content and all that stuff, and you also kind of see with a different Koei Tecmo series, it's made by different sub devs or whatever. The Atelier series, they also basically just use the same formula and just like add new, you know, it's like a different story or whatever, but like the core look, the core feel is kind of all the same. So I definitely agree with the lazy part. They are making a newish game here, so they're gonna have to do all new characters.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what do you think, given that, like, how many characters do you think there might be?
I think there's probably going to be, like, between 10 and 15.
Mm-hmm. I'd say about the same.
Yeah, it's,
I think Hyrule Warriors got about that many, like, before the DLC.
Well, I mean, Yeah. I mean, to be fair, that world, like I mentioned, does not really lend itself well mm-hmm. to having a huge cast
that, for that. That was also a problem, right? Fire Emblem, you could find enough characters to, you know, to be in the Warriors game in a single game, and it, like, it would be fine, right? You know, Zelda, they were picking away at characters, like, I hadn't even heard of, and, like, I've played, like, a good half the Zelda games, and I was just like, man, and there's, like, four different kinds of Links, I think, so, like, you know, at some point, it was almost, like, picking at straws here, right? You were making, like, random NPCs that, from, like, you know, 1998 or something that people forgot about, playable, well, you know, which is awesome in its own way, as you said, just doesn't lend itself very well, and I think that also ties in with, I don't know if you heard of this, but, like, there was a Japanese poll of, like, what, like, I think crossovers or something people wanted the most in Japan. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So, basically, they did this poll or whatever, and, like, one of the top choices, I think it was number 3, was Fire Emblem X Dynasty Warriors, right? And so, you know, and then, like, another thing is, like, yeah, I predicted it, but, like, so did, like, probably hundreds of other people. Like, a lot of people wanted it, a lot of people... like, thought it would be a great fit. I was like, I thought it was such a good fit, I thought for sure it was gonna happen, which I'm usually the kind of guy who doesn't say anything is for sure, but I was like, they would be crazy not to do this at this point, and lo and behold, it happened. So
right, yeah, no, I'm honestly not that surprised, although I don't know, I personally did not think about it at all before the announcement, but when the announcement came, like I said, I was like, oh wait, hey, that's makes more sense than a lot of the other things that Dynasty Warriors has had their name attached to.
Exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm actually pretty excited about that game. I'll definitely, I mean, like I said, I was cautiously optimistic. If that about Fire Emblem Heroes,
yeah,
Fire Emblem Dynasty Warriors is something that's gonna, I would definitely spend time on that.
Mm-hmm. And like, you know what to expect, which is why, like, gameplay-wise, like, the trailer wasn't a big deal for me. I'm like, oh, like, you know, Crom's, like, killing, like, 100 enemies at once with some big flashy sword attacks. Like, that's basically exactly what I expected, right? So, like, I don't know. And in a way, it's like, even though we don't have much information on the game, we already kind of know, like, who is this for, right? Like, you know what you're getting from any kind of Warriors game, right?
Right.
Gameplay-wise, that is. I think the main thing for me is, who's actually going to be in this game, right? Like, we've only seen Crom... and we saw from the little intro, like, the different Fates weapons, which hint at Korn. I call him Korn, but Korin. Ryoma and Xander. And then also, I think we saw Marth Falchion. So, like, we kind of expected those because Fates is the newest game. But I'm really curious, are we going to see characters from other parts of the series? Or are they going to try and, like, really keep it down to just, like, the more recognizable games?
I would guess that they would keep it to the more recognizable games.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kind of instinct.
Well, I mean, that's kind of where Fire Emblem's gotten incredibly popular in the last couple of years, largely because of these newer games. So I think they're definitely gonna go heavy on them. I mean, they might dabble into some of those older games, but I would be a little bit surprised if they put anybody from 4 and 5 in. And my guess is that they're gonna that games like 6, 7, 8 are gonna have one or two representations, if mm-hmm. any.
Max, yeah. Yeah, I would also be very surprised to see, not even a little bit, I'd be very surprised to see FE4 or 5 characters, just because they haven't been brought over to the West, and now so much of the fan base is also in the West that I feel like they can't just kind of, like, ignore us and say, like, oh, we made these games for the Japan fan base, but here, we'll also give it to you. You know, to the West, right? That's how it was before. It was usually an afterthought. Though, ironically, like, Lin's Mode and FE7 was kind of part of, like, the whole, like, oh, we gotta bring over the games to the West. But you know what I mean, right? So, like, I wouldn't expect those. About the others, it's gonna be kind of weird, because let's say they include, you know, Roy, right? Then you kind of expect Lilina. And if they include Lin, you kind of expect Eliwood and Hector, because they're also main characters. And you include Erica, and then, you know, you don't include Ephraim, and people are going to be pissed you didn't include Ephraim, right? So, and then, like, suddenly, instead of just including one character from each game, you suddenly have to include, like, 8 characters.
Yeah.
Just to fit, like, the biggest characters. And of course, we said the cast is going to be 10 to 15 characters, so it's like, you know, when do you kind of draw the line, right? And of course, if you don't include, like, Lucina, then, you know, there's going to be a riot from a certain part of the fan base. So they've got a lot of different people to please. I kind of feel bad for Koei Tecmo, but
that's kind of the nature being in the game development business, though.
Very true. Yeah, you basically just can't please anyone, and I think maybe that's why one of the rumors with this new game that they announced for the 3DS that was a total out of the left park announcement. Fire Emblem Echoes, the Fire Emblem Gaiden inspired game. I don't know if they're calling it a remake, but to me it seems like a remake.
It definitely looks like it.
Yeah. I don't think they use that word specifically.
No. I don't even think they're like the only game company that a lot of game companies I think try to stay away from it. Not all of them, but there is a vocal part of the gaming community that I think dislikes the trend that they perceive to be many video game remakes on the market, mm-hmm. and thus we're not really getting new content, mm-hmm. and so that's why I think some companies try not to use that word.
Mm. And I think it also goes to like pleasing fans, which is I think what I was trying to say is that like it's weird that they are you know bringing this new Fire Emblem game that is a remake of a super old game, and it looks like a faithful remake, and it feels like they're almost trying to appeal to, you know, older fans of Gaiden, and then also the gameplay looks a little bit more like classic FE. We don't have any concrete information, but just kind of based on what I see. So like, maybe I'm wrong about this, maybe I'm just perceiving this wrong, but it does kind of feel like they are trying to say, like, you know, if you're a more casual Fire Emblem player, you know, here is, Fire Emblem Heroes. If you want like a cool spin-off that's the you know simple gameplay but like fun, here's Warriors. And you know if you want like a more classic style FE, here's Echoes. And we just got Fates, which is just kind of like a you know appeals to various different other people, you know newer fans. And then the Fire Emblem for Switch, I have a feeling will kind of appeal to more newer fans. The newer format, so like we might see pair up in that. I haven't really seen pair up in Echoes, so you know I don't know if maybe they are you know just kind of trying to appeal to everyone, which is really hard of course. And we kind of saw that with Fates as well, where we had the different routes, Conquest and Birthright, and Conquest had the you know the different chapter goals and the harder gameplay that was more like the old FE, and Birthright was more like the Awakening. So I think they're trying to find a balance. It's not easy for them. And maybe this is their solution, this Fire Emblem Echoes, which people suspect is a sub-series. So what do you think about that?
I don't know. I really don't. I think that's an interesting take, that they're trying to somehow find a balance between their to the more casual game and the more hardcore Fire Emblem fan.
Or classic, anyway. I mean, I don't want to offend everyone. Like, everyone's kind of passionate about it, just in different ways. So, that's why I kind of hesitate to use, like, that casual hardcore. But we know what you mean.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's interesting. Yeah, I really don't know. I would love to see more, I will say that, considering I don't think people really realize how out of left field this is. Considering mm-hmm. Fire Emblem 2 was the long time dark sheep of
Black
the franchise. Sheep. And what?
Black sheep.
Black sheep. What did I say?
Dark sheep.
Dark sheep.
Well, same diff.
That's weird. No, that's not true. Black sheep. Long time black sheep of the franchise. At least until Fire Emblem 2 and not Fire Emblem 2, Fire Emblem Sacred Stones. And I mean even then, Sacred Stones and Fire Emblem Gaiden are pretty different games.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of similar themes, but still very different. So I don't know. I hope that Fire Emblem 2, I mean, it didn't have a super deep plot considering it was a NES game, but I hope that they did not tone down how dark of a game it was.
Right. Same here. And I think this would kind of be a concern with the other games, which is honestly, I'll be honest, it's just my personal opinion. I didn't really want Nintendo kind of remaking any of the older games because I wasn't sure if they could do it in a way that would please me. So far, so good, but we kind of have to see more of like the dialogue and the story with exactly. FE2 to see like, okay, well, you know, what are the changes? Because they're gonna change some things, but you know, are they gonna kind of keep the same atmosphere and feeling, or are they gonna kind of, you know, totally rewrite Alm and Celica and their relationship? It'll be interesting to see that. It doesn't look like we have an avatar, so yeah. I guess there won't be focus on kind of a human, or rather a player created character. No. So that should be interesting. Personally, I'm not a fan of the avatar, but I kind of get the appeal. I just feel like the story is easier to write when you have a set personality for the main character that is different from the player, because then as the writer, you don't feel inclined to like kind of hold back their personality and maybe, you know, make them simpler or more like a Mary Sue or Gary Sue or whatever. Because yeah. you like when the thing with avatars is you never want to offend the player, right? You never want to make them say or do something that is too far from like the ideal person or whatever. But of course, you have to consider that everyone has different ideal persons. So if you don't include a lot of dialogue options, then you know, like it's never perfect and it's just kind of difficult. So far, no hint of an avatar, but we'll see if that changes. Maybe there is one, and maybe it's more like FE12 or FE7.
Even. I would be a little surprised if they include an avatar. Like, I don't necessarily mind the avatar, although mm-hmm. I do agree with what you said, considering the story considerations.
Mm-hmm.
But Fire Emblem 2, an avatar does not seem like it would really fit with the way Fire Emblem 2 is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
For those who don't know, Fire Emblem 2 is a game that it has two parties, essentially. You have two
right.
lords, but it's not like Sacred Stones where they branched out for a few chapters, but at the end of the game,
right.
Most of the chapters, they're together.
Right, and then basically there are some dialogue differences, but it's not like yeah. FE2, you were like on different sides of the map, like climbing the map on different sides. From what I remember, it's been
yeah.
ages
since I played FE2. And you were both of them simultaneously.
Right, right.
So, and that's another difference from Sacred Stones, that Sacred Stones had the same cast of characters, more or less,
mm-hmm.
with a couple exceptions, regardless of which way you went.
Right, right.
And, yeah. So, that is, honestly, which was a really cool dynamic. They kind of brought that back in Radiant Dawn in a little bit. Just because
similar idea.
Cast.
Right.
And I liked it in Radiant Dawn, too, honestly. I mean, I don't consider Radiant Dawn to be my favorite Fire Emblem game, but I thought they did a few things really well, and that was one of them.
Mm-hmm. No, they had some really interesting ideas, and I like that. You know, they weren't just going for the same, you know, chapter-by-chapter formula.
No. Nobody can say it wasn't fresh.
Right, right. There were some weird, like, balance issues and other things where, you know, like the Dawn Brigade versus the, you know, the Ike mercenaries or whatever is kind of, like, one of the big ones. That people might bring up, but you know, all that stuff can be tweaked as you kind of iterate on the general idea, and it's difficult, I guess, with one player games, you know, to kind of you can't like patch it like you do multiplayer fighting games, right? Because you want everyone to have the same experience. So, you know, if there are balance considerations, it's like, well, the product's already out, right? Like you don't want to be changing enemy stats mid-game, because who knows how that could like mess up someone's playthrough, right?
Right.
So hopefully they do it well. I'm not too worried about that. It does kind of make me curious with this FE2 remake. Like, you know, like I mentioned, the theory is that because it has this subtitle, Shadows of Valentia. Valentia? I know it is Valencia, so I can't...
They've named that continent, like, four different times, yeah. I feel like. But I usually call it Valencia just because I think that sounds the best, but I think they're gonna
roll it's a T now, right?
It's a T now. They're rolling forward with that translation.
Okay, so people in the comments, tell me if it's Valentia or Valencia or Valencia? Can I just call it Valencia? Is that allowed?
That's what I'm doing, man.
Okay. If you're doing it, I'm doing it. Because if there's two of us, that makes it okay.
Yeah. True.
But yeah, you know, what if Fire Emblem Echoes is like, oh, we're going to remake the other Fire Emblem games next? And that would be kind of sick, assuming that they do a good job with it, right?
Shadows of Jogdral.
Well, I just figured they'd go for a completely different. They just keep the Fire Emblem Echoes. Echo is kind of like, you know, the after sound of a given sound, right?
Right.
So I guess that's why it kind of fits as like a remake series, right? Fire Emblem right. Echoes. They wouldn't call it Shadows of Juggernaut. They would just call it like whatever of whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. But, no, I know. You know, but like,
yeah. Honestly, but yeah, the idea is there.
Yeah. They'd probably not call it Juggernaut. They probably. You translate it differently again. I don't know why right. they keep doing that, but it pisses me off. They're probably gonna call it Juggly or something.
Dude, they changed the name Wendy and added like 5 extra unnecessary letters and made it like yeah. Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn, like, I mean, honestly, I think Gwendolyn's a better name, but her name was Wendy.
Right.
Like, why change
it? What was fine? Like, what was wrong with it? Like, were you secretly offending someone? Like,
yeah. And Agma will forever be Aguma to me. Agma just is a bad name.
That's true. Also true. What's it? Wasn't it like Nabarl for Navarre?
Nabarl.
He sounds like a bandit now.
Yeah.
Navarre was just so like, just better sounding as like a
absolutely.
Swordsman. Yeah, they've made so many weird localization changes and like, I like try not to pay too much attention to them, but occasionally someone will like point one out and I'll be just like, seriously, did they actually do that? That's neither here nor there, though. We could probably do another whole podcast on that if we actually care enough.
I would believe it.
Yeah, not that I want to, but
no.
But back to Fire Emblem Echoes, I just think it looks pretty hype. I wasn't actually too excited for another, you know, the idea of another 3DS game, right? Like, we got 2, arguably 4, depending on how you count them. But, like, the animations look so good now. It reminds me of the GBA era. They just look a lot more dynamic. The body, like, the models, the 3D models and the proportions look a lot better than Fates, where they don't kind of have the weird knees and the, like, the... I can't really explain it, but, like, the crouch down look. And, of course, they have feet, unlike Awakening, right? Thank God. People are still making jokes about that, even though, like, they had feet in Fates. I don't know if you were impressed at all, but like I liked it a lot.
I'm definitely excited. I really am. I'm probably more hyped for this than I was for Awakening. Well, maybe not Awakening. Awakening, I was pretty hyped for Awakening.
Oh, same. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely more hyped for this game than I am for Fates. Or than I was for Fates.
Right, right. And I'm sure there's a bit of like nostalgia bias in there. Well,
for sure.
But I just like the prospect. I mean, I just think that as they iterate, you know, on the games, they improve things. There were some things in Fates that they improved in from Awakening, like the dual attack and dual guard was a lot better than Parap. Parap was just kind of broken in Awakening. There's a lot more of a strategic element in Fates, so like I appreciated that. And I think you could say the same of FE8. FE8 had various elements that were better than FE7. And FE7 and FE6, so I guess that's a good thing about like reusing the engine. You know, you can focus more on like improvements and polishing rather than having to build the game from the ground up and you know, spend all that time and money more on like actually making the game, you know, the models and the graphics and whatever. Story wise we'll have to see, but so far it seems pretty solid. I like the character art a lot. Hidari from the Atelier series. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but like honestly, who cares who made it? The most important thing is that it looks cool, right?
Right. Exactly.
The only thing is Elm's hair is a little weird. Tell me I'm wrong.
It's a little weird. Yeah. I don't think he looked great originally.
Okay, so. No, but I kind of like the Awakening look with his hair down a little bit more.
Yeah, I can see that. It definitely gave me like a weird Final Fantasy Tactics feeling. Like that. I felt like all the characters in FFT looked like that. But anyway,
that's fair. Yeah. He looks fine. Like
it doesn't really matter. It's such a minor point.
Oh, I know. I just felt like mentioning it, dude.
Sure.
Anything else that stuck out to you in the trailer?
Stuck out to me. Other than that, it looks pretty dope. No, not really. Honestly, all in all, I think that, I mean, especially if you liked Awakening and Fates, keep your eye on Echoes, for sure. And if you didn't like them, I would say if you're kicking around the idea of giving Fire Emblem a last chance before you finally jump off the boat, I would play Echoes before you do that.
Yeah.
That's just my two.
At the very least, like, watch a little bit of gameplay, see if it's worth the money. You know, make sure you make an informed decision that's not just like, like, you know, whatever, it's the same engine as Fates, you know, maybe it's bad. Hey, you never know, you know. Nope. You might like this one. Yeah. I think that goes for any game, you know, try and keep your expectations to, you know, something fair.
Manageable levels.
Right. You know, I mean, this game might not be the same in Fates in a lot of ways, so, like, that's how, especially this is just how Nintendo develops games. They have a lot of features that they keep or remove, and they just, like, you'll see it once and it might have been done great, but they'll just not bring it back, right? Like, look at the world map in FE8. You didn't see that in really in FE9 or FE10 in the same manner. You know, you had a world map, but you couldn't, like, traverse it, right? Same thing with, like, skirmishes and, you know, branched promotions and, you know, like, you saw skills in FE4 and 5, but then they were gone for the GBA games for the most part, right? So I mean, Nintendo's weird like that. Like in Fates, we had the, you know, the S supports and the marriages and the a lot of little extra features with, like, the My Castle. We might not see that in Echoes, and we might see things in Echoes that aren't in the next Fire Emblem game. So, you know, I just try and think of every game as kind of its own thing and see where it goes from there.
Yep.
But yeah, overall, seems pretty excited. I can't wait to hear more. And I think the best part is that it's coming super soon, like super less soon. Than 4 months.
Oh yeah, no, for sure, less than 4 months. What's the release date again?
May 19th in America, and I think Europe as well. And I think Japan is coming on the anniversary, April 20th. That's like the 27th anniversary of the series. And Fire Emblem Heroes is coming out February 2nd, so if you're interested in that, you got that to kill time until Echoes comes out.
Yep.
And then you got Warriors in the fall, and it's the Fire Emblem for the Switch next year. Like,
yeah.
Try not to get too excited. Oh yeah, dude. They're making more Fire Emblem games than, like, any other series right now. It's a little weird.
It is.
I was a little thrown off. If so not happy.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So yeah, we're definitely gonna be binging on Fire Emblem this year, I think.
Yeah, dude. Maybe a little too much, because I need to replay Gaiden as well before the new one comes out. That way I can, like, you know, do the critical analysis, like, what's changed, right?
Yeah, true.
It's been so long since I played Gaiden. Yeah, dude. And of course, there's Fire Emblem, Fire Emblem mods, if you're into that, and the community. Yep. And, you know, Fire Emblem Cypher cards, if you're into those. We didn't get a localization, but maybe 1 year.
Hopefully.
if you're into trading cards, if only for collecting. I don't even play the game. I just like collecting them because I'm a nerd. But, yeah, there's so much Fire Emblem stuff. There's something for almost everyone. So
almost.
Almost, but, yeah, you can't please everyone ever.
Nope,
so.
You can't.
All right, dude. Anything to add? Or
play Fire Emblem Echoes.
That's true.
All I'm gonna say.
And if you have the patience, play Fire Emblem Gaiden as well.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So, only 2 weeks until Fire Emblem Heroes. Get hyped.
Yep.
And I'm sure we will have another podcast or two until Fire Emblem Echoes comes out. Of course, follow us on Twitter for the latest information on the Fire Emblem series and the latest polls and hype in general, because we do. That's why we're called Fire Emblem Buzz, right?
Yes, you know? Fire Emblem Buzz. That's the.
I mean, I could have chosen a lot of different names. I could have chosen, like, Fire Emblem News, like, yeah, Fire Emblem Buzz, Resource.
Buzz, yeah, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Because we're excited, you know. So yeah, no, definitely follow us. That's the Twitter handle is Fire Emblem Buzz. Yeah, you'll get more than enough Fire Emblem insight from primarily Blazer. I'm on there every now and again. Always watching.
Mostly to make witty remarks, but
yes.
Yeah, someone's gotta make the witty remarks, so
yeah,
it's fine.
I gotta, yeah.
Shu plays a very important role, it's just a modest one.
Yes. Make no mistake.
Alright guys, thanks for tuning in, and until next time.